How you doing, Scott?
Good. How you doing, Joe?
Pretty good.
Good.
You there, Rob?
Yep.
Outstanding. So, Scott, how's the coaching life?
It's going good. My team is doing really well this season. So.
Oh, good. You had a good draft then.
Yes.
That's the key.
That and a bullwhip. Just ask Bobby.
Oh yeah. When he hit a Calvert Chaney, yeah, and fantastic, yeah. So yeah. you guys know who Bobby Knight's heroes was, right? In sports, right?
I do not. I think I know it in quote life, but not sports.
Scott, do you know who that person is?
No.
You guys remember the Ohio State Buckeyes coach, Woody Hayes?
Yeah.
You know why he got kicked out of the NCAA?
Was he in Puerto Rico?
No, he wasn't. He didn't bump a police officer with his belly. Woody Hayes got kicked out of the NCAA for punching out a cameraman. So
it's not funny, but it's like, okay, well, he gets kicked out for punching a cameraman, you know. And Bobby gets kicked out for out of IU for
the chokeout hold from the UFC.
Yeah,
that's no bueno, no good.
Speaking of Ohio State,
yes,
I read this, and I don't know if anybody can confirm it, but. Mm-hmm. The saying peters out, petered out.
Right. Yep.
It's reported that saying came from a headline after it might have been a championship game with a guy by the last name of Peters that played for Ohio State. It was basketball. And the headline in one of the, I don't know if it's a local Ohio paper or a national paper, but basically it says Ohio State wins with Peters out.
That's funny. Ta-dun-dun.
Ta-dun-dun. Yes. Yeah,
that's a Will Ferrell joke.
That one got by the censors because that would have been, I think, what, 50s, 60s, something like that. So,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Ohio State wins with Peters out.
Yeah. Wowzers. That's funny. All right. So let's get going. You guys are familiar with the charity that I strongly support. It's a Gleaners Food Bank. A $1 equals 5 meals for the hungry, and there's plenty of hungry to go around right now, especially kids and seniors here in Indiana. So if you would, go to gleaners.org/donate. $1 equals 5 meals for the hungry. Very worthwhile cause. Of course, it's tax deductible as well. Okay, if you're in the market for a car, make sure you check out my buddy Josh Cohn's. Give him a call, 317-665-6559. That's Josh Cohn's there. Ray Skillman on the south side, 317-665-6559. If you're looking for a classic diner family-style restaurant, make sure you check out Andy's Historic Steer Inn. It's a 5130 East 10th Street, Indianapolis. Give him a call, 317-356-0996. They're on Facebook if you want to see pictures of their meals. That's the Steer Inn at 317-356-0996. If you're looking for a great barber, the barber I go to here on the east side is excellent. You do want to make an appointment, and it is cash only, so you do want to bring $20. It's Craig's Hair Care, 317-897-3642. It's a 51 South Franklin Road, Indianapolis 46219. If you're looking for a great barber, it's a 317-897-3642. That's Craig's Hair Care. Also, the Pacers could possibly sneak in the playoffs. If you're looking for a bunch of cool throwback apparel, or your favorite music venue, it's theshopindy.com. And they have two locations. They have one in Clay Terrace and one in Bra Ripple. Make sure you check out theshopindy.com. And I think we're going to start having concerts again. So they do have the Deer Creek t-shirts. Also,
I,
in the
I remember when I had a Verizon T-shirt. When you know it was named Verizon Music Center, and it was before Verizon became a thing, and I'm wearing it to a get together a buddy of mine had, and he looks at me, he goes, "What's Verizon?"
Well, the other thing I didn't like about that is that stadium had the same name in San Antonio. I'm like,
okay, nice.
So I was like, "Bleh." Yeah. So anyway. Also, if you're in the Broad Ripple area, make sure you check out Dad's Kitchen. That's 6336 Guilford Avenue. They specialize in Spanish and American foods. Also, they have Peruvian. Their phone number is 317-986-6209. You can check out their menu at dadskitchenindy.com. Their phone number is 317-986-6209. If you're looking for a really nice date night, Charleston's on the north side at 6815 East 82nd Street, 317-841-0449. I love Bison Burgers. I get the Bison Burger when I'm there. It's outstanding. That's charlestons.com, 317-841-0442. If you're looking for authentic Mexican, it's El Jarepo, 30th East Washington Point Drive. 317-898-3921. They have margaritas, of course, and the combination platters, the combination dinners that they have are less than $10. I was doing taking my kids out to dinner in Fisher's at the local Mexican place we go to, and they were closed because they didn't have kitchen help, and I'm like, okay,
wow.
So, yeah, they didn't have kitchen help in Fishers. I'm like, all right. So, finally, our friends at Giacomo's Pizza, three locations at Fort Bend, 317-986-4545 in Greenwood, 317-883-8993. Also, where I go in Irvington, 317-356-6612. They've got great pizzas. They've got the Slaughterhouse Five, the Cheese Louise, five cheeses. The Slaughterhouse Five is all the meats you can eat. They've also got the roasted potato, which is good. It's a potatoes, tomato, green onions, cheddar, bacon, and it's got a Alfredo sauce. And it comes with a side of sour cream. It's excellent. And also, I was there recently. I normally don't get this, but they have the best carrot cake in town with caramel and whipped cream. It was outstanding. So, how was your day, guys?
Hectic.
Yeah.
I ordered a grill a few days ago, and it got delivered, and it's a behemoth. I'm gonna start calling it the super mega premium deluxe farm animal incinerator.
Okay, that sounds good.
And I get to put it together probably over the next year and a half. So,
my buddy, who's a big Star Wars fan, got the Lego Star Destroyer.
Nice.
4,200 pieces.
Oh my. I looked for that and I thought about it and I saw that and I was like, no, not doing it.
Yeah. And on top of that, he had to go out and buy the lights for it. That was separate, but yeah, it's super cool. He put blue lights on the back, so it looks like the thrusters are taking off.
Nice.
And it's got the Corvillian Corvette that Princess Leia was in. That's pretty amazing. Some sad news today, in the worlds of sports and entertainment. Pirates baseball legend Reggie Stennett died of cancer today. He was only 70. Well, he was 72. I don't know if you guys heard this or not, but actor Charles Grodin died of cancer today. He was 86. Our thoughts and prayers go out to their family. I you know, I'm not totally up on all the NBA news, but I believe with the NBA playoff play-in game, it's a one and done. Tonight, the Hornets play the Pacers in the playoff play-in game, and the game is at home here at 6:30. So I hope, as the Eminem song says, will the real Pacers please stand up?
I think half the Pacers are hurt or injured, aren't they?
LaVert's out. Yeah, I heard that a couple hours ago.
Turner's out.
The line had gone from -3 for the Pacers to -1 there at a certain point. I don't know what it is right now.
Yeah, that's what I saw was 1.5, and you can't do a half point in basketball.
Yeah.
So
it's
a flip a coin.
Turner's out. I didn't know Turner was out.
Yep.
So yeah, I wish the Pacers well.
Well, our mayor did something right. He called, it was a day or two ago, I think. He made the day officially Miles Turner Day. So he got one day out of the last, well, all of his administration, right?
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah, and we're still wearing masks, but that's a whole nother.
Oh, don't start me on that, on my experience Sunday, because...
Oh, no, go ahead. I want to hear.
Yeah, went into, you know, well, I think in the last podcast, that was the day the CDC said, here's the new science, and you don't need a mask, you've been vaccinated. And the next day, I believe it was, Sam's and Walmart said, we're not going to require masks in our store. Right. Well, I was coming back from visiting my parents on Sunday, and I was like, you know what? I'll just hit a Sam's Club in Hendricks County. I won't have to screw with Marion County. No. The Sam's Club was basically a half mile inside Marion County. And guess what they were doing? And they were even saying over the loudspeaker periodically, it's our choice to make you wear a mask. Yeah. So, that's neat. It's awesome. And so when they announced it for, you know, as I was checking out, I said, follow the science, please. Let's do that.
What about your concert in Tennessee?
No, they're punting again. So I don't think it's going to be that week or week before or weekend of 4th of July. I think it's going to be after that, because I think it was, there's a country music star. I saw something that weekend. He's going to be doing a whole big concert. So concerts are opening up, at least in Nashville, but I don't think that festival is going to be the first event there this year.
The really big shows that I've seen, there's one coming out in Chicago. And there's one coming out in California.
Yeah.
But that's not till September.
Right.
So.
I think IMS here in a couple weeks, a week or two, is going to be 40%. They did the dry run is what they called it with the whatever the Grand Prix they did this last weekend. And so racing's happening. Things are opening up. But, I mean, it's just like, it's what it is.
Right. You guys ready for our top 21 Colts of all time?
Yep.
I'm going to be interested in seeing what we came up with, because like I said, if we were doing 11, I got the list pretty quick. And some of the references I used, they were Baltimore heavy or Indy heavy. And so, I'm going to be interested to see how we match up or don't.
Okay. Go ahead, Rob.
And it was through process of elimination, but I realized after I'd completed my whole list, I made a point to get every single member of the Super Bowl team with Indianapolis in here that I could think of. So
all 21.
There's a lot of them. There's a lot.
Okay.
Of them.
All right.
I would say there's at least half of them on here.
Okay.
My number 21 is Joseph Addai, because he's the one that finally killed the witch.
I have totally forgot about him. I can't believe I did that.
Yeah, I call him the Patriots dagger in the AFC championship game.
Yeah.
He played from 06 to 11.
Yeah.
I had to get him in there. A lot of the lists had him not even in their top 25 or I think even 50.
Right.
And I was like, he's my number 21.
No, that I totally agree with that. He should have been higher on my list, but I totally forgot about him. Go ahead, Scott.
My number 21 is Eric Dickerson.
Okay.
Okay.
87 yep. to 91.
Yes.
At that time, you know, the Colts were, you know, really bad. He brought, I thought, some much needed.
He was the first good player the Colts had while in Indianapolis.
So
he was also the first Indianapolis Colts inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Yep. He's also in the Ring of Honor that Robert Mathis is going to be going into now. So
yay.
Yeah. It just seemed to bring some credibility to the franchise, you know, like Rob said, he was the first, you know, big name player the Colts had since being in Indianapolis. And
I think he might have also been the first player that had a positive nickname or a positive, you know, phrase applied to him while in Indianapolis that didn't, you know, at least have some kind of reference to excrement. I don't know if you remember, but there was the whole crash of 29 because he was number 29.
Yeah.
And that was kind of the thing while he was here was you had to beware of the crash of 29 because it was a good first step for the Colts in Indianapolis.
My 21, I almost forgot about him, but I didn't, luckily. Mr. Money Man on the left side, Tarik Glenn.
Yep. That's a good one. So that is a good one.
He protected, you know, Manning for all those years and then
the blind side.
Got his ring and said, that's enough of that.
Yep. The blind side. My number 20, and it was almost in the same field as Joseph Addai, because as I was going through it, I realized I had not included him because of my first 11. Adam Vinatieri.
So you picked Rex Grossman since he threw four picks to the Colts and that's how they won the Super Bowl? That's a good pick.
Yeah. You know, I don't think he's the one that kicked it to what's his face that ran it in for the touchdown as the first player of the Super Bowl, but I have that he was with the Colts from 06 until like 2019. And I think that's longer than he was with the Patriots.
Yeah, I think so too.
So I'm going to be interested in seeing kind of with all his accomplishments with the Colts versus all of his accomplishments with the Patriots, how does he go into the Hall of Fame? You know, what happens there? Kind of like with Peyton, because Peyton won a Super Bowl with two different teams. And
And I did my Yosemite Sam impersonation on the snowball game with him.
Is that the one? No, I get him confused. Is that the rootinest tootinest?
Yes, blankety blank rabbit. Yeah. Yes, correct.
And then he fires both of his guns and goes up in the air. Yeah,
yes.
I can relate. That's kind of how the day went for me.
Can you imagine if cursing was allowed on Bugs Bunny?
Oh, it'd be awesome. It'd be like South Park.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But Warner Brothers would never go for that. No. Oh, and I found out that AT&T owns Warner Brothers.
Mergers and acquisitions, guys.
That's like, hello. What you got for number 20, Scott?
My number 20 is one of two players I have on my list that played for both the Baltimore and Indianapolis Colts. He played from 80 to, I believe, 1990 with the Colts. Ray Donaldson. He was a center.
Okay.
And he had six Pro Bowl bursts. Four with the Colts and then two with Dallas towards the end of his career.
I almost put him on my list, but when I realized who was on mine, and even with 21, I couldn't get him in there. So,
I forgot about one. Jeez Louise. I'll do edit here really quick. My number 20, I really like this guy. He usually caught everything in the zip code, tight end Marcus Pollard.
He was another one that fell into that category for me. I was looking at that, but I just couldn't get him in there.
I understand.
My number 19 is Dallas Clark.
Yeah.
He played from 03 to 12. In 09, I don't know how it compares to tight ends today, especially with how just absolutely insane. I mean, tight ends are almost like receivers now.
Oh, yeah.
But in 09 season, this would have been the Colts' second Super Bowl appearance season. He had 100 catches and 10 touchdowns. At the time, that was just unheard of. So.
Right, right. Yeah, he was a fan favorite here locally.
When he was drafted, a buddy of mine said, "We got us a corn-fed white boy from Iowa."
True indeed.
And he was one of the first people to buy a Clark jersey. I was like, "What the heck are you doing?" But this friend of mine's always been cutting edge on a lot of the right stuff. So,
yeah, he was a fan favorite here locally, that's for sure. What you got, Scott?
Number 19, I had Tarik Glenn.
Okay. Number 19 for me, he caught the 49th pass, Brandon Stokely from Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or was that 48 or 49 for the touchdown?
49, I believe.
Yeah, 49 to break the record, and then and then Brady broke it later, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Well, we got the same guy in at least our first four. I put Tarik Glenn at number 18.
Okay. Go ahead, Scott.
My number 18, and maybe not one of the best overall Colts, but definitely one of the best personalities ever to play, Pat McAfee.
Oh, I've got him much higher. I agree with you. go ahead.
Yeah, the draft that just took place, they had McAfee and Vinatieri on for Indianapolis, and I don't know if you got a chance to see it, but they were just looking at, I don't know if it was like Instagram stuff or what social media it was, but the two of them are just sitting there in chairs, and they have the schedule scrolling at their feet, and as each team goes past, they just alternate back and forth pointing at the names going, W.
yeah.
So, yeah.
That's funny. My number 18 was already been mentioned. Mr. Fan favorite of the ladies, Dallas Clark.
that actually reminds me, and I thank God I wasn't reminded about it when I was doing this, but I was in college. My girlfriend at the time had a thing for Dean Biasucci.
Why?
Because he, for like the Colts were for a long time, the kicker was the best player. So,
I understand that argument. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
My number 17 is Marshall Faulk.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah. And it was where Captain Comeback left off, Marshall Faulk kind of carried it until Peyton showed up. So,
yeah. I got to do another edit again. Go ahead, Scott.
Speaking of Captain Comeback, that's my number 17 is Jim Harbaugh.
Okay.
Did I ever tell you guys the story about him in training camp in Anderson? Yeah, I was really from Anderson. I was there in the 90s, and he would show up at one of the adult beverage establishments, and so the local
Jimmy,
band,
no way,
yeah, and okay. The Alligator Brothers would play there every Sunday night with Henry Lee Summer, and they would do a bunch of cover songs. Henry Lee Summer was on the drums, and Jim Harbaugh hung out there one time. He seemed to be pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Elliott's and Anderson. It was adult beverage establishment in Anderson, and Alligator Brothers played there every Sunday night, and it's, I don't think it's there anymore. So,
and neither is Henry Lee Sommer. He has bad times here in the last few years, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Rob, did you do your 17 yet?
Or yeah, my 17 is Marshall Faulk.
Okay, and then Scott did Harbaugh.
Yeah.
I almost forgot this guy, and it used to be before Manning came along. That the Colts All Stars would go to another team and win a Super Bowl. And that happened with a lot of players, and this was one of them, and I almost forgot about him. Tony Siragusa, the Goose.
The Goose, that's right. He went to Baltimore. Oh, I forgot about him. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, and he was a good one. I mean across the board, just mm-hmm. good one.
Yeah, I got some of these from the internet, and I saw that one. I'm like, yeah, without a doubt.
My number 16, and it's painful to mention it, but Chris Hinton, because he was obtained because Elway refused to play in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
So he played from 83 to 89, and yeah, he's my number 16.
That's a good pick. Go ahead, Scott. Scott, you still with us?
I'm showing he's connected. I just can't hear him.
Yeah, me too. Well, I can
fill in with some topical information. The song by, is it REM? What's the Frequency, Kenneth? You know what that's about, don't you?
No.
Dan Rather, it's reported to have said that when he was having technical difficulties, and they picked up on it and made a song about it. That's what the song's about. That Dan Rather was having problems, and all he could say was, "What's the frequency, Kenneth?"
It's kind of like, "What key is that in?" For
can you guys hear me?
Tips. Yes, yes, we can.
All right.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah. What's your 16th pick there, Scott?
My 16th pick was Siragusa. He was probably my favorite player when I was a kid. As
yeah.
And see, I wish I'd gotten him on there, but I didn't. So, shame on me.
And I know this is going to be Rob's number two pick. For me, it was Andrew Luck.
I'm going to deliver a spoiler here. Andrew Luck is nowhere on my list.
No, oh, I'm wow.
Not at all. But he's not on my worst either. So,
yeah,
he's just. Well, we'll just move on to number 15. and I believe this is my first Baltimore Colt, Alan Ameche, running back from 55 to 60.
Yeah, he was great.
And there are so many names of Baltimore Colts that came up, and when we expanded it from 11 to 21, I was like, thank God. So.
Go ahead, Scott.
15 for me was Marshall Faulk.
Okay. Good. Great pick.
He'd have been higher, but, yeah, I mean, what he played the Colts before they traded him, so, yeah.
Yeah. My 15 was the original receiving tight end for Unitas, Lenny Moore. So
nice.
Yeah, he was – I didn't really know about him until the Madden 25 game, and I did some research on him. Yeah, United, that was the first time that tight ends weren't both blocking for the running backs, and he was a receiving tight end, and he caught everything.
Yeah.
So.
My number 14 is Eric Dickerson. I think he was mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that I thought that he was the first real notable Colt production player. That's why I had him at 14.
Yeah, good pick. Go ahead, Scott.
My number 14 was Chris Hinton.
There you go.
We're similar. We're similar on a lot of these.
Rob, do you remember who he was traded for?
Yeah, John Elway.
Or what trade? Well, who did the Colts trade him to?
Oh, the Colts traded him to give me
him and who else?
Jeff George.
For Chris Hinton and who else?
I don't remember who the
other Andre Rison.
Oh, that's right. That would have
been the Falcons, right?
Yep.
That's right.
Andre, I totally forgot about Andre Rison.
That was the second part of that I missed. Yep.
My number 14 is the one half of the dynamic duo, Robert Mathis.
Great one. He's still a Colt with them. I think it was unfair how he was treated in a couple years of his time with the Colts.
Yeah.
You know, he's trying to have a family, and they, you know, suspended him. Or
yep.
Was he out an entire season on that? I can't remember.
No, I don't think so. But he was out for several, I want to say maybe 8 games, if I had to guess.
Right.
So, yeah.
I remember there was a charity event. It was between the Pacers and the Colts at Victory Field. They did a
softball, right?
Yep. And I was at that. We were on the along the first baseline, and a friend of mine, a couple of her daughters were there, and they were able to get autographs because Mathis was the team lead for one team, and Paul George was the team lead for the other. They got both those of their autographs on T-shirts, and the next day, Paul George announced he was leaving.
Yeah, well, yeah. Larry Bird didn't want to pay the money, right?
Yeah. So I called my friend up, and I was like, is she going to keep that T-shirt?
Yeah.
Let's see. And this one's been mentioned before. My 13 was Lenny Moore.
Yeah. Yep. Good choice. Go ahead, Scott.
My 13, Darius Leonard.
Oh, I didn't put him on here. Yeah.
I blew that one because he already is. And in some of the lists that I saw, they already have Quentin Nelson on that list.
Yeah. Yep.
So hopefully good things to come for the Colts on both sides of the ball there.
Oh, yeah. My number 13, you guys already mentioned the first overtime game ever. He was the winner, Alan Ameche, 1955.
I'm going to continue with the Baltimore Colts then. Gino Marchetti.
Yes.
Let's see. The note I had out to there was he was – well, I can't read it. If I'm able to decipher my writing, I'll tell you what I said later.
We'll have Miss Scarlett from the conservatory come in and transfer your chicken scratch to English.
For something to get about the clue. Made more. Oh. I've got it now. I got it. Because I literally, in the space of about an inch by an inch, wrote, only Reggie White and Bruce Smith made more sacks in 1 year than he did.
And also, he was a huge hit with the Letterman show.
Was he?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe that was the Baltimore Colt that always came on Letterman.
He would have been in his 50s or 60s then,
I think. Yeah.
He played 53 to 66, so yeah.
Okay, what do you have for 12 others, Scott?
12, I got Bob Sanders.
Bob was great for a while.
Yeah, if he could have stayed healthy, he probably would have been one of the top 10 defensive backs of all time, I think.
Yeah, I agree with that. He was outstanding.
He definitely wasn't like LeBron James in that I have to rest.
Don't get me started, says Billy Crystal. Yeah. My number 12. Everybody thought he was bananas for his running style, but he could run right past you, Eric Dickerson.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. And really, as far as the, you know, the next 11 players, this is kind of where I was starting from and trying to cram all these folks into, you know, 11 spots. So yeah. My number 11 was Bubba Smith, a defensive end for Baltimore from 67 oh, yeah. to yeah. 72.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Less filling tastes great.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Go ahead, Scott.
All right, Rob, turn your phone down for this one.
Oh, man, don't.
My number 11 was Andrew Luck.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not the only one.
Do they have a Hall of Fame for architecture?
I'm sure there's a there's a couple.
Well, hopefully he can get that one instead, because.
Oh wow. Yeah, you're in the hater club for Bob Knight, Andrew Luck, and who else?
Oh, I love Bob Knight. Bob Knight's my hero.
Huh?
I use the enemy.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I see. You know, I waffle on that from time to time, but you know, I don't hate. I just strongly dislike.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I did have a tie for number 11. I also had Bubba Smith and a Jim Harbaugh.
Okay.
So.
Well, I'm going to announce it now. I didn't get Jim Harbaugh into my list because I missed that boat also. But my number 10 was John Mackey. I think he's been mentioned before, so.
Yes.
Yep. Tied into 63 to 71, and you know, these that I'm talking about right now, obviously, were alive before, or playing before I was alive. So, I've just gone off of, you know, the records and some of the film I've seen and things I've heard since then.
I'm sorry, John Mackey was the guy in Madden, and Lenny Moore was a receiver.
Yeah.
So, yeah, John Mackey was the guy that caught everything in the zip code.
I believe one of the things I would do back in about 1998 when Madden, we were playing Madden all the time and different people come over to the apartment and all this. There was one guy who would always play the 72 Dolphins and I would play the 71 Colts.
Yeah. Well, I know which team I'd be playing.
The 71 Raiders?
77 Raiders.
Yeah. 77 Raiders. Okay. I was in the right decade.
Yeah.
My number 10, we're on 10, right?
Yep. Yes.
All right. I had Lenny Moore at 10.
Okay. Good pick.
Again, a player that was way before my time, but
as long as you got him ahead of Andrew Luck, I basically have 1,000 other Colts ahead of Andrew Luck. So, not that many, but
my number 10 was a player that could have played so much longer, but he butted heads with the general manager at the time, and he's a super cool guy, Pat McAfee.
Yep.
Yeah,
and. He made the best tackle on a punt return I've ever seen a punter make.
And I think he orchestrated one of the worst plays ever done. I think he was the mastermind behind that, whatever it was. One person on the line of scrimmage, and I don't know what that play was. I mean, that was one of the things I saw was, you know, that was – I don't know what that was. I still don't know what that was. So –
And Joe, the player you're referring to,
yeah,
he got called in for a drug test the day after that.
Oopsie. Oopsie. Sorry, coach. I was high.
Well, you got a kicker that had legal trouble because he was swimming naked in the canal and harassing a lady in a car out in Broad Ripple.
Yep.
It's like, wow.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
But Pat wasn't on my list, but I do think he could have gotten in there. But I think I made up for it with my number nine, which was Bob Sanders.
Yeah.
My number nine was Reggie Wayne.
Yeah, we tied with that. So, his first season, he dropped a bunch of balls, but a marvelous Marv took him under his wing, and then that turned the corner.
And he was from Miami, University of Miami. Was right. Marvin Harrison from University of Miami?
No, Syracuse.
Correct. He was from Syracuse. That's right. Okay.
Both orange.
Yeah, both orange.
So, yeah, Reggie Wayne was my number nine. Go ahead, Rob.
My number eight was Dwight Freeney.
Same for me.
Yeah. See, they start getting compacted in there, and you're like, okay, I'm talking about mostly Indy Colts players now. So,
yeah.
My number eight was Robert Mathis.
Okay.
Yeah, mine was Dwight Freeney. So, go ahead, Rob.
My number seven is Jeff Saturday.
That's my number seven.
I forgot about him. Oh, no.
Well, he played from 99 to 11 with the Colts. He was originally not drafted at all. And his rookie year was with the Ravens, who traded him to us. And then he ended up, by the way, being center for, in my opinion, the greatest quarterback of all times. So.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I had to have him in there. So we're all agreed that Jeff Saturday is number seven. That's cool.
My seven was Adam Vinatieri.
Is it okay? Yeah, and I had him too far down on the list, but yeah, he made the list. So, my number six, Edgerrin James.
That was my number six.
There you go. There you go.
My number six was Marvelous Marvin Harrison, who, he did so many one-handed grabs. It was insane.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the thing with Edgerrin James, in that 6 years he was with the Colts, he accumulated 12,246 yards. I mean, that's receiving and running, but
yeah,
you know, still that's in 6 years. So, and then,
yeah,
then if I remember right, he got traded to the Cardinals and they won a Super Bowl with him, right? That he got his ring.
No,
he did not. Okay.
The Cardinals haven't won a Super Bowl since the Chicago Cardinals.
Okay. All right. Well,
he got a ring. He got a complimentary ring when the Colts won the Super Bowl from Ursay.
Okay. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of, because with him being out in 05, technically he was part of the success that led up to all of that, and then wasn't there for, you know, what actually happened in 06. So,
right.
So we're ready for number five?
Yes.
All-time sack leader, Robert Mathis.
Number five. Yeah.
Yeah, my number five was Dwight Freeney.
Yep.
Yeah, he's.
They were on both ends of it and created a lot of havoc. They were awesome.
My number five was the guy that invented the route run, Raymond Berry.
And that's another one that I'd looked at, but I couldn't get him in my top 21.
Right.
My number four is Reggie Wayne. From 01 to 15, over 40 years, he averaged over 1,000 yards. He had 14,345 yards.
He'll be in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
My number four was Raymond Berry.
Okay.
My number four, I feel like passed all of his wisdom on to Peyton and pretty much saved his first season, Marshall Faulk.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
My number three is Johnny Unitas.
Nothing wrong with that.
72.
No. He ended up playing with the Chargers and taught Dan Fouts how to quarterback.
He had a heck of a career. I think it's, I don't know, it's a cartoon or a movie, but there's some line in it where they're talking about Johnny Unitas, and the guy's like, Johnny Unitas, now that guy had a haircut you could set your watch to. Just because he was, you know, disciplined, sharp on it, but literally he probably had a very set time that he's going to get his haircut. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, his I read the book called Johnny U, and his first wife was used to call him the Golden Arm, and she didn't call him that. So
I don't know.
Yeah, and she was in the luxury box saying that.
So, yeah. one too many cocktails, honey.
Quiet. So that was his first wife. No, his second wife was much cooler, but yeah.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
And we talked about who he got drafted by, right? Originally.
Oh yeah, no, I actually brought that out to the side. He originally was drafted by the Steelers.
Right. And he got cut.
Nope, I had written that note out, and that was another one that kind of took me back with kind of like with Saturday going to the Ravens first, and then falling over to the Colts by dumb luck. So
yeah, it was kind of funny about Saturday is I used to get ESPN the magazine, and I'll be dang, and I wasn't a big fan of that magazine. Because I was used to Sports Illustrated. Sports Illustrated, I think, is much better at the time. And I canceled the subscription, and I'll be dang the next week if it was didn't have Saturday and Manning on the cover. Great. So, oh well.
That's why you never cancel anything, man. You just keep it in perpetuity. You just hold out and wait.
Well, the warden canceled it for me. So yeah.
Did you have your plate going up against the bar saying Attica?
No, I'd like another big chicken with no seasoning, please.
Oh crap. Have I only given my number three, or is anybody else going to give theirs?
Yeah, my number three was Harrison.
Okay. We're getting down to the go time for, you know, what we think most of these are going to be. So
my number three was the third portion of the triplets, Edgerrin James.
Yep. And, for a period there, I wanted to call them the quads because it was Peyton, Marvin, Reggie, and Edge. So
yeah, yeah.
My number two is Marvin Harrison. Between 96 and 08, he had 14,508 yards.
Yeah.
Which is, let's see here, 2, 8, 10, is roughly one or two years less than Reggie did it. And Reggie's yardage was, at the end of it, about 150 yards less. So if Reggie had just played another towards the end, he didn't have the production, but if he you know, just stayed with the Colts another year, I think he would have passed Marvin.
Scott, what's your number two?
Unitas was my number two.
That's what I okay, so we're all agreed on number one.
Yep.
My number two was Unitas, so okay.
Yep. Peyton Manning, his career quarterback or passer rating was 96.5.
Let's all talk about something about Peyton Manning that somebody may not know. Do you think you guys can do that?
It wasn't until last year that he was the only one that had won two Super Bowls with two teams. And then Brady went and ruined it.
Imagine that. Do you have any inside story like that, Scott?
I do not, no.
Okay.
Not that I can think of right off the top of my head.
Okay. Peyton Manning chose number 18 for his brother Cooper, who got injured in high school.
And see, I didn't know that either. That makes me feel a little bit better about the guy in Denver that had his number 18 retired. And when Peyton went over there, it was almost like that guy was obligated to take that number out of retirement so he could have 18 while he was, you know, with Denver. And I had a little bit of a hissy over that, but it makes sense now. It makes sense now.
Have you guys seen the picture of Carson Wentz in his new Colts uniform?
Oh, God, no.
No, I have not.
He's wearing number 2, and I'm like, number 2?
Who does number 2 answer to? Who's number 2's boss?
I don't know. Number 1?
Yeah. It's a line from Austin Powers. You have to see the movie to understand.
Gotcha. I've seen it.
Yeah.
It's been a while, but I've seen it. Okay, so now we turn to the dark side, the worst Colts of all time, starting with number 3.
And I have not yet put Carson Wentz on this list, so I'm giving him a chance.
Me too.
But there are some trends here of what I looked at and what I saw about how projects with the Colts tend to not pan out. But my number 3, and it's only because, you know, with the hysteria of Indianapolis having a football team and everything else like that, this poor guy was the quarterback, Mike Pagel. In 1984, he assisted the Colts and led them to having the lowest offensive yardage in the NFL.
Well, I remember those Colts, all they could do was kick field goals. I remember those days well. Right. And they would black out the games.
Well,
yep.
On television. I remember those days very well.
But the thing was, the hype was so big, they had 143,000 season ticket requests in 2 weeks leading up to that season.
Wow.
For a stadium that I think maybe set 60,000.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Do you miss the RCA Dome?
I do. I really do. I miss the Hoosier Dome. RCA Dome. It became RCA Dome. That was kind of the dawn of corporate sponsorship of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I miss the Hoosier Dome just because of what it represents. That if Peyton built Lucas Oil, the Colts organization built the Hoosier Dome.
Well, let's be honest. Irsay said, we're building the new stadium or we're moving to Los Angeles.
All right.
Yeah. Right. Right.
So thank goodness that didn't happen.
I'm just amazed that they were able to build the Hoosier Dome under the cover of night to where Baltimore was so damn surprised when they left. It's like, yeah, we're building this football stadium, but
you can say you're welcome, Al Davis, because he's the one who busted Goodell's chops on, well, Tagliabue's chops on that. So.
And now they're in Vegas with a shiny new stadium. So,
did you hear the ticket? Oh, I didn't talk to you guys. Take a guess how much. I was thinking about going to the Bears and the Raiders out there in Vegas October 10th. Take a guess how much it costs to get in the door.
You did tell me, so I'm going to be quiet. Yeah, okay. I'm going to be quiet.
Scott, take a guess.
For the Raiders and Bears?
Bears with the Raiders, yep, on
Can't
October
be that
10th.
Much.
Well, it's the first season with fans.
Yeah, in Vegas. Okay, well, I'll say $400.
Oh, he's a lot closer than I was.
$650 to get in the door.
Yikes.
Yeah. So.
I was saying like $200 for nosebleed. So.
Yeah. So, nevertheless. So, who do you have for number 3, Scott?
This guy, excellent college career. Got drafted 5th overall by the Colts. Only played for 3 seasons. Had like 3 quarterback sacks, 1 interception. just before injuries, unfortunately, caused his early retirement. I got Trev Alberts as my number three.
I thought about him. I thought about him. But
was he the one that Mel Kiper went off on when they drafted him? He went off on the Colts. Do we know? Do we know?
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
And it was in the 80s. And the Colts, and it was a stupid pick. But he just went, Mel Kiper just went off on the Colts organization.
Well, he was drafted in 94.
Okay. No, it wouldn't have been him. Wouldn't have been him. Okay. Okay.
So I was thinking about Steve Entman, but everybody knows that one. So I wanted to go with something that wasn't as well known. Why in the world would he draft a guy that has the worst performance car name of all time, Tony Hugo?
I'd forgot about him.
Yeah.
I'd forgot about him.
Yeah.
Absolutely, because it was like a revolving door with him, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pure garbage.
Yeah. God, I'm going to have to go wash after this.
Feeling a little dirty and grimy, are you?
I'm just feeling bad place to be.
That's what I was going for. Good.
We should have done 21 of these. It would have been easier. My number two is Jeff George, because we got rid of Hinton and now I found out Ryzen for him.
Yeah.
My number two was Entman.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was number one overall pick, and he didn't pan out.
Yeah.
What was Entman drafted in the '80s?
No, he was
90s.
90s. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Man. I'm going to have to dig and find out who that was.
I remember that, but I can't remember who it was.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was between 84 and 89 as I recall.
Cause it was Polian that went off on. No.
Yeah. Kiper went off on Irsay during the draft, basically saying, this is why you have such a crappy team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My number two is the alley's in the left, the alley's in the left, the alley's in the left, and he runs right. Trent Richardson.
I thought about putting him in there, but I was like, there's three worse players than him. I mean, for the cards he was dealt, there's three worse players than him. So
yeah.
My numero uno, Tony Mandarich, 96 to 98. The one thing I saw on that was that he evidently played worse for the Packers than he did for the Colts.
Yeah.
But still, I don't know that he – well, I know he didn't meet expectations at either place. So.
Yeah.
My number one was Jeff George.
Yeah, I have the same thing. You know, he ticked off his offensive line, and he just said "Olé," and had to pass from his back after that.
Well, I'm just so proud that you, nobody listed Curtis Painter, because in a lot of the lists that I saw, it's like, oh, Curtis Painter is the worst player ever. No, Bill Polian's the worst player ever, because he's the one that
put. That I almost guy put in Ryan Grigson on my list.
That would have been great. That would have been great. Yeah. I'll never forget the local Mexican restaurant had his autograph, and I'm like, why? So,
because they could. Because they could.
Guys, any closing comments?
I don't. I'm glad that it's going to be above 60. It's going to be almost 90 here in the next couple of days. So
black.
Everybody get your sunscreen out. Get ready. It's here.
Black. I like 70s and 80s, but not 90s.
I'm hoping by Sunday, when it's supposed to be 90, to be slaving over a hot grill, burning stuff to the ground.
You're going to have third-degree burns on that lily white flesh of yours.
I'm going to have burns on my burns. The good part is it's not propane. I won't do propane. So I'm doing charcoal, which means, you know, there won't be explosions.
You know, I like my Adams Family Moon Glow, so I don't think I'll be out in that 90 degree.
Well, the other thing is I'm trying to do, I started to try to dig a garden. It was going to be like 24 feet by 20 feet.
Yeah.
And I grabbed a shovel because I don't have a tiller and I don't want to spend $1,000 for a tiller. And I got about a 3x12 section done, and I'm surprised I'm not dead right now. So I've taken the last couple of days off, but I may work on that in the hot 90-degree sun.
Can't you rent one?
Well, there's rentals. I've looked for rentals, and I sent a guy a message yesterday because there's also services where they'll come do it for you, but he has yet to get back with me. So I'm not going to recommend him here on this podcast.
Of course not.
No. And I'm going to keep trying to find somebody else that'll do it. So
I understand.
Yeah, yeah. But that was a learning experience. So unless you can find somebody to do it for you, don't do what I did.
I hear you. That's manual labor.
Yeah, know. That's
that, forget
it's
all
a,
that.
It's a very easy way to die.
Yeah. Rob choked and crapped out in the back of his yard trying to dig 24x24 feet.
Well, see, I got it about 3 feet wide by about 6 foot long, and I was like, I've got to dig more, otherwise they're going to think I'm putting a grave in my backyard.
Just for some zucchini bread.
It's not just worth for it. Some zucchini bread. Not actually, zucchinis, it. I think, are one of the things I'm going to try to put in there if I can get it.
Yeah. So, nice. But,
yeah. So that's my thoughts is, you know, there's summer's here, and hopefully we can have a better 21 still, even though it's so far still looking like 2020. But,
oh, you know, some of the venues in Indianapolis are opening up. The Hi-Fi at Fountain Square is having concerts, so it'll come around.
Yep.
So anyway, once again, please, if you can, make a donation to Gleaner's Food Bank. Only $1 gives 5 meals for the needy. That's gleaners.org/donate. So if you can have some extra money and you feel like giving back to the community, please do so. That's gleaners.org/donate. This episode is brought to you by the letter C as in Colts, Joshua 1, Psalm 91, and 1 Peter 5:7. And for Rob and Scott, I'm Joe Carney for Indy's Local Flavor. And hey, we'll see you soon.